But we have to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday. It's our local artist interview, and Logan and I are joined by Elizabeth and Sid in the studio. Hello, guys. Welcome.
Hey, hello. It's good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the artist that you guys chose to interview this week.
So I've been following Super Loser for a while, and they're a band from Chino, California. They had kind of a, you know, sort of surf pop sound that was very quintessential California. And now is a really cool time to be getting into the band because they're in a really transitionary period from sort of breaking out of that, you know, beachy sound.
Ooh, okay. So tell me a little bit more about this new sound that they're creating.
Well, you'll hear a little bit about it in the interview, but they're leaning more towards more traditional indie sound.
Ooh,
they talk
okay.
about their new influences.
Ooh, nice. Super exciting. Well, without further ado, here is our local artist interview for this week with Super Loser. Check it out.
Welcome to New Music Monday.
Thanks for having
we
me.
We are here with Super Loser. So who does Super Loser consist of?
So I guess we'll start over here. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Lonzo. I play drums.
I'm Chris. I play guitar.
I'm Dylan, and I play guitar and sing. Also, we have Nick, who couldn't be with us for this interview, who plays bass, and Francis, who plays keys.
Cool. So how did you all meet?
I met Lorenzo 10 odd years ago. We were in marching band together over at Chino High, and we lost touch after we both graduated. He was a year older than me. We reconnected in about 2021, and at that time I needed a drummer, so I asked him. He said yes. I kind of met the other guys who couldn't be in the chat today, Francis and Nick, who Lorenzo as well, and Chris, who recently joined the group a few months ago. I met him one day when he was working at a local music store, and we started chatting, and we needed a guitarist, so I invited him to jam, and yeah. The rest is history.
So when you're writing your music, what does that process look like?
I think in the past, it's been more or less like I have a song that's kind of mostly fleshed out and I bring it to the table and we all kind of, you know, learn it. But lately, it's been kind of just us sitting together and jamming. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Lorenzo will just lay down a drum beat and we'll just hop on top of it. Or like me or Chris will have a guitar part that we've been, you know, sitting on and we just go from there. I don't know if either one of you guys want to add to that.
I mean, yeah, like you said, it's been a lot more collaborative recently. It's cool. We've been finding new sounds, I think, that are different for us because we don't just have like a single songwriter more or less anymore.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your upcoming music. What are your plans for new stuff?
So our next single, which you guys are actually going to be sharing here in a little bit, the next single is called Be With You. That is going to be released on streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, etc. on December 8th. The past couple months, we've been writing and starting to record our next album. Our hope is to have that out probably in the spring, like April, May. And mm-hmm. the album, we're still floating around names. At one point, we were calling it Inflatable Toys. We talked about calling it Constant Feeling, but we're still floating around ideas. I think lately it's been, because the way the sound's evolving, we've been wanting to just see what comes naturally, and we're still working towards that.
So since you're trying to sort of get away from that old sound, who would you say your, like, newer inspirations are? What other sounds can we be listening for?
Ruangbin, for sure.
A little louder for the people in the back, Chris.
King Gizzard and a Lizard Wizard.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. For me, Radiohead has been on my repeat list lately, especially OK Computer. Tame Impala has been on that list for a while. Yeah, I'd say that pretty well covers our sphere right there. Hey, we're Super Loser, and you're listening to our song, Be With You, here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
Let's talk upcoming shows. What do your shows look like in California, and do you have any tours planned?
So actually, funny you mentioned that, we are planning our next tour for next year. Probably in June, we're planning to come back out there again. We want to hit Chicago, and we also have some connections out in Maine and East Coast that we want to go see.
Yeah.
And then we're also trying to plan a Sunbelt tour, so California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, those states for winter of next year, actually.
So speaking of merch, I know for your last tour you had stickers and buttons. Are you thinking anything else for this next tour or under similar things?
I know Lonzo had some good ideas on that. So
I really wanted to get some lighters.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Some big lighters. I remember I had this idea because back when Julian Casablancas released his first solo album, he sold merch merch that was it was like a casing for the mini Bix. Like, you would put the mini Bix inside of it, and it had a USB on the bottom with the album. So, like, I remember riding in my homie's car, and he'd like, he'd just have the USB plugged into his radio, stick it out, hit the bowl.
The other thing I actually want to do too, Lorenzo and I saw Boy Scott down in the Troubadour in LA about a month ago, and he had postcards of his album cover for his big album that he has. We talked about wanting to do postcards, and our manager Mags also talked about wanting to do bottle caps for buttons.
Cherry sodas.
Yeah.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah. And so I don't remember who, I think it was Francis, brought up the idea of actually selling cherry soda at our shows.
That'd be great.
Besides the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have one last question for you. It's a little bit of a non sequitur, but really think hard about it. If your music was a food, what food would it be?
A food?
Yeah.
Combination of pizza. And I say that because it has a little bit of everything.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to split this up a little bit because the combination pizza, I feel like, really represents our sound currently. Mm-hmm. But if you were to go back and listen to our first EP and even our first album, I would say this is going to be cheesy as all hell, but it's an In-N-Out burger because, you know, it's like a California staple.
Yeah. Like quintessential.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a number one, which is a double cheeseburger, basically, or a double-double.
That makes total sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you guys for coming. This has been so exciting.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Big shout out and thank you again to Super Loser for being our local artist interview this week. So jumping back into everything, Sid, you were telling me that you're actually friends with them, right?
Yeah. So I've known Dylan, sort of the front man, for a while. I saw them play in Chicago. So we know each other pretty well.
Oh, that's so awesome. So what are some more standout points that you guys had from that interview?
Well, something we talked about that you didn't hear in the interview was we talked about their concert uniform, which on their last tour they wore matching shirts and they were sort of blue button up. And this tour that they're going on next and shows that they're playing now, they have new matching shirts that are sort of more in line with their new sound. And so I'm personally excited to see the new outfit.
That's awesome. Did they give any hints of what this new outfit looks like?
Well, I think Dylan said that it was sort of paisley, but I know everyone's shirt is a different color.
Ooh.
So okay. I'm on the edge of my seat.
I am too. That is super cool. How about you, Elizabeth? Any more standout moments for you?
Well, just talking to them and just kind of hearing how like Sid interacted with them, I could definitely tell that they knew each other for a while. So like, I wish I could have kept so much more from the interview just because it went so long and I was like, I wish I could upload the full thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was super fun to talk to them in the matching shirts. I am also kind of excited to see. I love when bands wear like similar outfits or like they all wear one color. Absolutely love it. Yeah. So I'm excited.
We were talking about how that sort of makes a band stand out.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the band with the matching shirts.
Right.
That is very true. I feel like that's something you don't really see nowadays is like matching outfits.
Right.
On stage. Yeah. Normally everyone's just kind of wearing their own thing. Mm-hmm. So that's really unique and cool. I love that concept.
Yeah. And they were saying how like they saw the Beatles do it when they all wore like the same suits. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, kind of Beatles vibes. And also like, I also get super like Beach Boys vibes from them.
True.
I know Sid mentioned it in a part that I didn't get to keep, but yeah, it was they're super Beach Boys and I love that sound too. Like, I'd say I'm like Floridian by choice, even though I'm not even from Florida, just based off of like the music I like. So it's like, it's so good to hear like a local band who makes that kind of music.
Yeah. For sure. It's definitely a very unique sound. So it's cool that they're kind of bringing that back and also morphing their sound too. It's cool to change it up, you know, keep things fresh. Well, thank you again to Super Loser for being our local artist interview this week. And if you want to hear the whole artist interview again, head over to our website, WZND.com, and you can see and read all about it there.